Do UFOs shoot at each other? One of the things which I have found very strange is the number of reported UFO crashes is so high. I say this because we are supposedly talking about machines built by advanced races which could be thousands of years ahead of us and even more. One thing which I have never seen discussed is the fact a race could be far ahead of us in technology and yet be younger than the human race. There were long periods of time where, relatively talking, there were no advances. If an alien race didn't have these periods, they could be far ahead of us in technology. Anyway, back to what I was saying, why would there be so many UFO crashes? It seems to me there could be only three reasons. The first would be the ships were not as good as we think they are. The second reason could be we have figured out how to shoot them down, and the third could be they are from different places and are at war and are shooting down each other. I think the first two reasons are unrealistic because the performance of the UFOs shows how much more advanced they are than anything we have, and if we started to shoot them down, they would have retaliated by shooting down our aircraft. This only leaves the possibility they are fighting among themselves. Perhaps there is some sort of treaty covering the Earth and from time to time it is violated, causing a military reply. I guess one of the things which seems to indicate they are sometimes at war with each other would be the reports and wood carving of a UFO battle over Nuremberg in 1561. It was said many things in the sky looking like ovals found others looking like crosses and were witnessed by the population of the city. Newspaper articles of the time talked about the battle. To be exact, the craft were described as orbs fighting blood-red crosses. It also described the fact some of the craft in the sky were in formations such as squared and straight lines. The following description is from Coleman S. von Kevicki in the UFO sighting over Nuremberg in 1561. In the morning of April 14, 1561, at daybreak, between 4 and 5 a.m., a dreadful apparition occurred on the sun, and then this was seen in Nuremberg in the city, before the gates and in the country, by many men and women. At first there appeared in the middle of the sun two blood-red semicircular arcs, just like the moon in its last quarter. And in the sun, above and below and on both sides, the color was blood. There stood a round ball of partly dull, partly black ferrous color. Likewise, there stood on both sides and as a torus about the sun such blood-red ones and other balls in large number, about three in a line and four in a square, also some alone. In between these globes there were visible a few blood-red crosses, between which there were blood-redder strips, becoming thicker to the rear and in the front malleable like the rods of reed grass, which were intermingled, among them two big rods, one on the right, the other to the left, and within the small and big rods there were three, also four and more globes. These all started to fight among themselves, so that the globes, which were first in the sun, flew out to the ones standing on both sides. Thereafter, the globes standing outside the sun, in the small and large rods, flew into the sun. Besides, the globes flew back and forth among themselves and fought vehemently with each other for over an hour. And when the conflict in and again out of the sun was most intense, they became fatigued to such an extent that they all, as said above, fell from the sun down upon the earth as if they all burned, and they then wasted away on the earth with immense smoke. After all this there was something like a black spear, very long and thick, sighted, the shaft pointed to the east, the point pointed west. Whatever such signs mean, God alone knows. Although we have seen, shortly one after another, many kinds of signs on the heaven, which are sent to us by the Almighty God, to bring us to repentance, we still are, unfortunately, so ungrateful that we despise such high signs and miracles of God. Or we speak of them with ridicule and discard them to the wind, in order that God may send us a frightening punishment on account of our ungratefulness. After all, the God-fearing will by no means discard these signs, but will take it to heart as a warning of their merciful Father in heaven, will mend their lives and faithfully beg God, that he may avert his wrath, including the well-deserved punishment, on us, so that we may temporarily, here and perpetually there, live as his children. For it, May God grant us his help. Amen. By Hans Glaser, letter painter of Nuremberg. Two brothers from South Australia claim to have seen UFOs battling each other about 40 years ago. The event took place in 1980 over the town of Aldgate. As they looked out their window, they saw a yellow object bouncing around in the sky. A second UFO showed up and was emitting a red light. It went up to the yellow object, backed off and went forward again as if challenging the object. The yellow UFO took off, but the other UFO chased it. As the yellow object tried to fly away, it would seem to be hit with a ray which stopped it in its tracks and made it shake, but eventually broke loose. The two objects were seen zigzagging across the sky, the yellow one still being chased by the other one. Both objects were said to be silent. Later that night, a farmer saw a UFO crash into some trees. The farmer investigated, and when he examined the crashed craft, there was no movement or sound. At that point, he called the police and left. When the police got there, they and the farmer went to the crash site, but the UFO was gone. Had this been the same craft which had been chased, which the other craft was probably trying to shoot down? In 1665, a battle between UFOs in the sky was reported, and an engraving of the battle was made in 1680. In more modern times, a battle between UFOs was said to have taken place in 2018 in the sky in Nevada, near Las Vegas. A witness said he could see the UFOs battling in broad daylight. There were said to be about 10 UFOs involved. The battle was said to last for only about 20 seconds or so. There could be other battles taking place in areas where they are not seen, such as space or in the ocean. There have been objects seen on the ocean floor which look like UFOs. As I said, this might be why there seem to be so many UFO crashes. It may be because the UFOs from different cultures sometimes battle each other.